From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Traffic barriers have been going up in Birmingham's Eastlake neighborhood this month as part of a new effort to reduce crime. The idea behind Mayor Randall Woodfin's Safe Streets initiative is to limit entry and exit points to the neighborhood. WBHM's Sarah Guvin spoke with residents to find out how they feel about the restrictions.
Mimi Freeman has lived in Eastlake for 14 years, and in her time in the neighborhood, she's seen a lot.
It was not this bad in crime when I was younger. You know, you had the occasional robbery, maybe a car break-in, something like that, but it was never this bad where it was a murder, a killing, a drive-by shooting every single day of the week.
Because of this, she feels very strongly that Woodfin's Safe Streets initiative is necessary to prevent crime.
There's a lot of good people that live within those barricades that want crime out of there. They want to be able to walk around their neighborhood, exercise, enjoy the neighborhood and friends and family. And they don't feel safe doing that.
Woodfin says that reducing access and cleaning up dilapidated areas will make it more difficult for people to conduct illegal activities. But some residents are waiting to see how the pilot program will play out. Daryl Nance, who's lived in Eastlake for 6 years, appreciates the effort, but questions if it's the most effective means to address the problem.
A lot of the efforts, I think, could be achieved without putting a bunch of barriers in place and making residents feel like they're locked in.
Nance says an increased police presence in the area would be able to address the issues without the need for barriers. Russell Hooks, a resident for the past 5 years, notes that Birmingham Police Department's officer shortage requires more creative problem solving. At first, he had some concerns.
You know, I joked, I was like, well, as long as it's not Escape from New York, where they just block off the neighborhood and just let everything inside that neighborhood happen.
But because the barricades are accompanied with other efforts, like traffic calming measures and removing garbage, he's willing to see how it goes.
It seems like it's part of a larger initiative, which is good, versus just putting up some barriers and saying, you know, that's it.
While Hooks is willing to see the program out, others are not so sure. Jason Hamrick, an Eastlake resident since 2008, opposes the barricades. He fears the effects of making a neighborhood feel like a prison.
If you isolate people and make them feel like they're around walls, they have nothing to expect but that.
One thing these residents all agree on is that something needs to be done. Hamrick loves Birmingham, but says he's considering leaving.
When my wife and I decided to buy a house and start a business, we wanted to make sure that Birmingham got our tax money because we believe in the city and we've stayed here for that reason. And it's the first time we've ever thought about taking our business and our house somewhere else because we feel like it's on a downward spiral.
Regardless of their opinion on the barricades, these residents all hope for a positive change. The barricades will remain up through October, at which point the program will be evaluated to consider next steps. Sarah Guven, WBHM.